Next item, item 822.
Initiate foreclosure action on four properties for the collection of delinquent city liens placed against the properties.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome.
My name is Marco Maciel, foreclosure program manager. Marco Maciel.
Move the mic
a little closer.
Sorry.
There you go. Thank you.
Marco Maciel, foreclosure program manager, Gayla Jennings, the auditor's office, is assisting us today. Mike Liefeld is sitting here. He's a code enforcement program manager for the Bureau of Development Services.
Thank you.
And Bridget O'Callaghan, city treasurer. Unfortunately, she had a commitment. She can't be here today. And so we have Dan Simon, deputy city attorney with the city attorney's office. And we are all partners in this endeavor to make sure that continue this effort that we have pursuing so far. And if you have any answers, we are here to answer. Any questions, we are here to answer. This is the fifth foreclosure list we have brought to council since focused effort began in 2016. The objectives of the process are to resolve the nuisance properties that we have throughout the city, minimize the adverse effect caused by these properties in the community, and bring these properties to a productive use. Foreclosure is used as the city's last resort to address vacant and distressed properties. There is a cooperative effort by the Bureau of Development Services, the Auditor's Office, the Treasurer, and the City Attorney's Office. To date, the efforts of foreclosure process has resulted in 68 properties proposed for foreclosure by the Bureau of Development Services, of which 17 have been brought to council for vote and 44 have been paid in full. The amount recovered is approximately $2 million, and the process has motivated many property owners to find a resolution to their properties. Based on our data, nearly two out of three properties that have been paid in full have been motivated by the foreclosure activity. Today, the Auditor's Office is submitted to Council a list with four vacant and distressed properties with a recommendation to be foreclosed.
Could I ask you a question? When you say vacant and distressed, is this what people colloquially refer to as zombie homes?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I understood completely what we're talking about.
Each of the properties is vacant and distressed and has been consuming the limited resources that the city has to continue working towards improving livability, health, and safety in our community. The properties recommended for the city foreclosure, there are four of them, 13 liens within all of them, and the amount owed as of May 31st was $67,673.02. Two are extremely distressed properties enforcement program cases, and one distressed property with chronic maintenance violations. And one of the properties has a mid-county sewer project lien. The properties are located in the north, northeast, and southeast parts of town. The first property is located at 544 Southeast 137th Avenue. There are seven liens against that property. The delinquency ranges from 2012 to 2017, and the total amount owed as of May 31st of 2018 is $31,378.02. The ownership is recorded as the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and the contract purchaser is Norman E. We contacted the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they have no interest in the properties, and the properties where the deed was issued or were issued to Mr. E. upon right after payment of the property payoff for the properties, and obviously he has not conveyed the property to his name. The properties are extremely distressed property enforcement program cases. Multiple violations cited, including fire, life, safety, and health sanitation violations. There were 26 police call services since May of 2011. The Bureau of Development Services has abated the exterior yard nuisance issues twice. There have been 14 inspections performed by BDS on behalf of the city, and the property is vacant and attractive for unlawful occupants. Four, the next property is located at 5616 North Howard. There are four liens placed against the property. The delinquency ranges from 2014 to 2018. The total amount owed on liens is $23,442.16 as of May 31st of 2018. The ownership is recorded under Norman E. This is a vacant and distressed property. Tall grass and overgrown vines over yard and into the house. Several fire life safety violations. Windows covered with metal screening. Porch metal leg detached. 49 police calls for service since June of 2011. The next property is located at 8516 North Calhoun Avenue. There is one lien placed against the property. The lien was assessed in June of 2017. The total amount owed on lien on this particular lien is $6,144.21 as of May 31st of 2018. Again, this property is recorded under the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and the same applies. The property has not been conveyed to the name of the contract purchaser once it was, it was paid. This is one of the properties that was approved for foreclosure by council on September 21st of 2016, and the property owner paid for the amounts owed and retained the property. And here we are 1 year later, because the other two that were sold, they were all in use, they were in very good state, and those two are exactly the same or worse than what they were when we first brought to council. The next property is located at 4725 Northeast 22nd Avenue. There is one lien placed against the property. The lien was assessed in May of 2017. The amount owed is $6,797.43 as of May 31st of 2018. Is also under the name of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs and the contract purchaser, Norman E. And this is, again, one of the properties that were foreclosed before. And we are here, again, foreclosing the property because there was taken, paid off by the property owner. And the state of the property is exactly how it was before, or worse. And we have to, basically, the city has been maintaining those properties for Mr. E. And this is an extremely distressed property program case. There are many fire life safety violations against the property. The property has been vacant for over 8 years. Construction debris materials abandoned in the backyard has been unattractive for unlawful occupants. There is an unapproved shower in the basement. Foundation wall is spalling. The chimney is deteriorating and falling apart. And there have been three police calls for service since June of 2011. The property owner has a long history of city code housing maintenance violations with many, if not all, of his investment properties. The property owner has had four properties included in two of the previous city foreclosure lists, as well as properties foreclosed by Multnomah County. Two of the four properties included in this list have been included in one of the previous lists approved by council. However, the property owner paid the amounts owed and this paid the amount owed to the city prior to auction. The city has offered many opportunities to Mr. E to correct the violations and solve the delinquencies on his properties. When property owners are willing to resolve the violations, they can contact the Bureau of Development Services and request a review of the cases. Once the review is done, the amount owed is decreased, then the auditor's office will provide a payment plan that allows the property owner to repay the amount owed in up to 5 years in monthly installments. Mr. E was encouraged to apply many times to no avail. The Bureau of Development Services offered an amnesty program where if the property is free of code violations, the property owner can enroll and pay a portion of the amount owed and or pay the remainder in monthly installments. Mr. E showed interest, requested information and instructions, but decided not to pursue the amnesty offered by the Bureau of Development Services. In addition, the properties of Mr. E have been taken to the collections committee, and he made no attempt to do anything, to take any action to improve the quality of the situation of the properties. After four of Mr. E's properties were included in the 2016 series foreclosure list, he requested to have an opportunity to rehabilitate his properties. The city agreed and required that the stipulated agreement be signed. The agreement was drafted and delivered to Mr. E, who never signed the agreement nor did any work in any of the properties. As demonstrated, the city has made many attempts to assist the property owners to rehabilitate his properties, but our efforts have been ineffective. Therefore, the city auditors recommends that the city auditor's office recommends that council approve these properties for foreclosure. The next step in the city's foreclosure process are for the council to vote on whether to foreclose on the properties within this proposed ordinance. If the ordinance is approved, the auditor's office will transfer the responsibility to the city treasurer to conduct the foreclosure sale. The property owner can pay the amounts owed up to the sales date. After the sale is conducted, the current owner has a one-year redemption period. This is the end of the presentation, and we are happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Mayor, I have a couple questions.
Commissioner Fisher.
You know, someone who's maybe watching this for the first time is going to wonder, are we picking on Mr. Yi because of the frequency that he's appeared on this? And then also, why is the Department of Veterans Affairs contracting with someone who then is unable to maintain the property? So how do you respond to that?
Okay. The first one has to do with the number of properties that Mr. E has in that situation. And so he never, I believe that he is one of those who invested in those properties with the intent of expecting that the market would be turned favorable to him, and at some point, without investing any additional money or even maintaining the properties, he would be able to sell for a good profit, and which is still the case if he would opt to do so. And the second one, I did have the conversation with the Bureau, Veterans Affairs, Department of Veterans Affairs, and there are properties that they are not able to sell or to pass on to veterans, and so they make lots and sell those properties to a realtor in town who represents them. And so Mr. E is not the only one. We have had another one that came through council, but she had property management company taking care of some of the properties. That's why we don't see the same number. And some of them, she, in my view, have given up for reasons that I cannot explain to you why. And those properties, little by little, are coming to council, too.
Good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So does Mr. Yi typically pay the back taxes on all the properties that come before us?
In general, it's very interesting because I contact the Multnomah County, and he pays always the last one to give him that additional year and prevent foreclosure. And he has never failed, with the exception of this year. There was one that he was unable to pay. Mm-hmm. So this is, in my view, is a way that some of those people have been operating for decades, and obviously has been profitable to them. Otherwise, they would not be doing what they are doing right now.
So he does occasionally sell some of these properties?
He sold two on the last one, okay. And that's why I think he was able to acquire the money to pay for the other two that he decided to maintain that are here today.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Any further questions? Is there public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
Please call the roll.
Yes, there is public testimony.
Okay, I'd ask people to please sign up in advance so we don't miss you.
I have a problem writing with my pen, so it's
no worries.
An issue I have with my
no doctors. Worries. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog. You're nothing but a bunch of vultures. Every last one of you. Mr. Yee, over 65 years old, senior citizen. Mr. Yee, possibly a veteran. Obviously, he's getting DVA loans. Mr. Yee, unable to maintain his properties. Mr. Yee, asking for assistance from the city and getting nothing. How do you sleep at night taking advantage of Mr. Yee?
Thank you very much.
You are vultures. You should offer him some money to do some maintenance. And these police calls that you think are so outrageous that you call him the zombie home king of this city and put him on KGW. You know, the true definition of a zombie home is someone who doesn't make his mortgage payment. Mr. Yee has no mortgage payments. You are vultures. His debt, his reason for you forcing the foreclosure on him is you, not his mortgage. It is you for thinking that a private property owner doesn't have a right to buy a home and let it sit empty. That is a private property right of Mr. Yee, not to be taken down with your anchors of nuisance liens, code enforcement liens. Have you even walked in half these properties? You walk up to these properties with a clipboard and say, Mr. Yee, your grass is long. Oh, your door has been kicked in by somebody off the street, and I blame you. You are the victim. So guess what? I'll throw you a $15,000 little fee for you, Mr. Yee, to show the appreciation from the city of somebody who's been victimized. People coming off the street, kicking his doors in, and you look at the victim and say, well, guess what, Mr. Yee? We're going to fine you for that. Guess what? If those people kick your doors in on your car, break out your windows, we're going to call you a zombie car owner. This is pathetic. DOJ, I want this to be investigated. DOJ, I want to make sure they've had contact with Mr. Yee. DOJ, I'm worried about the safety's owner. The owner's safety right now, is he safe? Is he okay? Are you concerned about that up here? No, you're concerned about how much you'll make on these auctions. Have you talked to Mr. Yee in the last 6 months? You have not, have you? Because you don't care. You see
thank
dollar
you.
Signs in your eyes, and that's all you're going to do.
Right, thank you.
You foreclose on this. I want the Adult Protection Services. I want the DOJ.
Your time
and
is
I
up.
Want everyone
thank
of you.
You
arrested.
Thank
if
you.
You
made your point very clear. Thank you.
Arrested.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
With property rights come property responsibilities, and there have been multiple attempts to contact Mr. Yee and to help him with these issues with his properties. And I want to particularly thank former Mayor Charlie Hales for addressing this.
Charlie Hales is
along,
an asshole.
Sit down, please.
Along with Auditor Hogg Capriero.
Sit down.
Aye.
Fish.
Hope he sinks in a sailboat out there. What a fucking worthless piece
sit
of
down,
shit.
Sit down, please.
Hales is. Fuck off.
Or leave.
I'm leaving.
Thank you.
Go fuck yourself,
Fish.
Vultures.
Yeah.
So these are...
Back off. Do not touch me. Antifa rules.
So, colleagues, these are unsafe buildings out of compliance with city code. Mr. Yee has had a number of opportunities to cure the problem. In my notes, I note that he's hired and fired attorneys, missed deadlines, and he has now been no one's been able to reach him for some time. He's playing games with our code. This is an absolute last resort that we are taking. Commissioner Fritz is right with property rights come responsibilities. These are beyond attractive nuisances, and we have to consider the impact on the neighborhoods where these buildings are unsafe and remaining vacant for extended periods of time. I hope that he gets in the habit of remedying these problems before we have to take foreclosure action. But the ball is in his court, and he has a well-established track record of avoiding compliance with our very reasonable rules. Aye.
It's too late. Wheeler?
Sometimes I agree with public testimony. In this case, I strenuously disagree. The steps that government goes through in a foreclosure process are many. It takes many years. It has to be documented, and it has to be legal. And I want to just give people a preface of where this will probably leave. We will take this action today, and in another 2 years, we will be back here having the same vote on the same individual, because that has happened previously. Zombie homes are a significant problem in this community. There are hundreds of them that are either, you know, most of them are owned by banks, but many are owned by individuals. They are dilapidated. They are ignored. They become public health and public safety problems for other people. And where I disagree with Mr. Lightning is, yes, you have property rights. Yes, that is your property. But when you do not maintain your property and it becomes a problem and an infringement on the rights of other people, that's where the foreclosure process comes into play. So I appreciate the auditor bringing this forward, and I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.